with individuals, it tends to be getting personal details from either a phone number or a car registration number. From companies, it tends to be trying to dig out either financial information or personal information about employees, which obviously is impossible to gain without breaking the law.
And are they expecting you to break the law, or are they simply unaware that these methods are illegal?
I think every person is different, but generally, especially with individuals, they aren't really aware of their rights in that sense. I mean,
but a legal firm or a financial services firm, would they know what was legal and illegal?
I would say so. I would say so. Unfortunately, though, unless you work with, obviously, everybody's aware of the Data Protection Act, but unless you're involved with it on a day-to-day basis, you kind of don't know all the ins and outs, you know. And it may be that they aren't aware. But generally, I would believe that if they work in within the law, you know, if it's
a legal firm, yes,
exactly,
they would know.
They should know.
Yeah. Have you ever been offered vast sums of money to tempt you to break the law?
We've had the line, you know, we'll pay whatever it takes. But unfortunately, we like to pride ourselves on working within the law. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of other companies out there, because obviously we are a self-regulated industry, there are a lot of fraudsters out there who will actually go to whatever it takes to get the results, because money is more important than obviously keeping their business going.
James Harrison Griffiths, what kind of things have you been asked to do that are illegal, and by what sort of people or firms?
Well, very much the same as the last speaker there. We've been asked to trace telephone numbers, mobile numbers, find out who the subscriber is to a mobile number. We've been asked to obtain itemised billing. We've been asked to obtain bank details, how much money's left in the bank. Just about any inquiry that you can think about, really.
And is that, I mean, can you categorise those kind of cases? Are they divorce cases? Are they big firms looking for an employee who they suspect has defrauded them?
No, I mean, most of the firms that have employed us, where their employees have been stealing from them or defrauded them, we've gone in and we've done a proper investigation. Mm. We found out which employee it was that was stealing the product. We've then gone to the police with the evidence that we've got, and the police have then dealt with it and arrested these people.
The kind of information that some of your clients want, is there a way of getting it legally, or simply no way?
There's no way that private individuals or private investigators can get itemised billing or subscribers off mobile phones without breaking the law. Mm. Oh, well, no, that's not true. You can check on the internet, you can Google the number, and often that number will fly up if they've used that number to make a purchase, for instance, on the internet, and they've typed their telephone number in as a result. That will often come back up and tell you who it is. If they've advertised something for sale, it will often pop up on the internet if you just Google the number. So that's a legal inquiry that you can make, because it's open information.
Let me ask you about businesses who want to employ you. What kind of things are you, I mean, Olivia said she's asked to do something illegal almost every day. Is that happening in where you work as well?
I wouldn't say every day, but we get a fair few inquiries regarding this, and we just tell them we don't do illegal. It's illegal to do it, and we don't do it.
How does the conversation go?
They'll phone my office and they'll ask for, I want you, how much will it cost me to get the subscriber for a mobile telephone? I tell them it won't cost you anything because I can't do it. It's illegal.
And do they offer you more money?
Sometimes they say they'll pay whatever it takes and all that, and I just stress to them, look, it's illegal, we don't do it.